And y'all wonder why I'm a feminist. I must have discovered this song when I was 9 years old. Visiting my grandparents in Mexico, I asked mi abuelito to please buy me Paulina Rubio's cassette. I came across the song, and it really revolutionized the way that I saw women. Because for the first time, I understood that it was an option not to follow in my mother's footsteps. It was honestly mind-boggling. I grew up witnessing machismo so embedded in my culture, in my household. And today we're going to be talking about what it means to be a mujer, specifically as seen in Latino culture and our own society. This is Morena Tan Mala, and you're listening to Mujer No Te Rajes. So the big topic of conversation, right? What does it mean to be a woman? There are two ways that I've been able to break this down. And not just by my opinion, popular opinion. Conducted a survey of at least 15 girls from different walks of life, all Latinas. And they've all had the same response to me. And mind you, these are millennial girls, right? So again, we're that bridge. And we all broke it down in the same way. There's how society sees us. And then there is the new definition of a woman that we're slowly molding, that we're slowly breaking down for people to understand, right? We're trying to teach society and men and older folks what it means to be a woman, what we're capable of. Because let's start with the expected significance of a woman, right? Una mujer Latina. In our machista riddled households, we're expected to be calladitas, porque calladitas nos vemos más bonitas, reservadas, because a woman should be well kept and to herself. Right? No andar de volada ni coqueta. But you have to be polite, always smiling. Otherwise, you're rude, right? You're stuck up. Also, women are expected to be patient. The patience that is required from women is incredible, right? It's expected from us. We can be talked down to. We can be criticized. We can be really humiliated. And we're expected not to lash out, not to react, not to get angry. Because then we're crazy. We're expected not only to be patient, but we're expected to be forgiving. Because men have always been justified in our eyes as men being men, you know? They're allowed a lot more mercy, a lot more misericordia for acts that can be honestly equally committed naturally by both sexes. However, we're not shown the same grace. And I'm talking about in so many aspects. I mean, it could be things really small to something that you would consider sinful. It's really sad, the double standard that exists in this, because women can literally be crucified for it in so many parts of the world till this day. And again, so I mean that both figuratively and literally. No solamente tenemos que ser, you know, pacientes and willing to forgive. We also have to be innocent. El hombre puede tener una larga lista de sus pecados y nadie lo va a cuestionar. Sin embargo, la mujer tiene que ser pura, tiene que ser virgen hasta en muchos casos. No puede actuar de la misma manera que el hombre. Ah, pero eso sí. En la cama, si son más atrevidas, caen mejor, ¿no? So we're, it's really confusing sometimes, especially when you live a life where you're trying to please people. Society doesn't even have their story straight in that aspect, you know? Which is it? Which one do you want me to be? You have to be a trabajadora, a really hardworking woman. In your household, tienes que saber cocinar, saber limpiar, saber atender a todas las personas que vivan contigo, your guest, whoever, right? Because God forbid you have guests y que la casa no esté recogida o que no te ofrezcas ayudar, you know, because no eres servicial. Even if you have a full-time job, you have full-time school, you're taking care of your kids, no matter what, you're expected to drop everything, right? You have to be everywhere. And the sad part is that it's other women who are criticizing, who are carrying over this machismo. It's not just men. Women have been the number one enablers because, I mean, they're the ones teaching us, right? It's learned behavior. And that is not to say that they don't show us other positive attributes, but we've got to be careful because we kids, we know that we're watching all the time. One thing is what you're telling us we should be, and the other thing is what you're showing us. And it's even worse when you're telling us and showing us we should be submissive and quiet and abiding to men. A big, big one is being mothers, ser madres. We are to be impeccable mothers. If we're not, we are the crappiest of human beings, right? We're not allowed to make mistakes in that aspect. We're not allowed to be absent. We're not allowed to break down. And you know, this is the part that really gets to me, is the criticism that comes to women as mothers. If they are not impeccable at the job, they are talked down to in a manner that is astonishing to me because I've seen it so many times in my own family where it's like, and this is repeated over and over, ninguna perra deja sus hijos. ¿Cómo lo va a hacer una madre? You know, all the time. It's repeated over and over. And you know, it's so sad because it's not said about men. A man can be an absentee father, and it's passive. It's expected. It's okay. He has his mother. She has her mother. She'll be fine. And that puts so much on a mother. And the thing is that we are natural nurturers. Of course, we're going to be great parents, but that does not mean that a woman does not need her time to take care of herself. And it is okay to need that. It is more than okay. It is natural. That is why there are two parents, and there should be two parents, for the kids' own health, own mental stability, emotional stability. There need to be two parents because a mother que no se está cuidando ella misma is going to have very limited, very tainted things to pass down to her kids. You know, all that struggle, all that trauma that she's facing, that's exactly what gets handed down to her kids. And in my case, my mother showed me so many attributes of strength, but she also carried down her trauma to me and to my siblings because she didn't have the time to take care of herself. That is not okay. Until this day, she is trying to shake off the guilt of loving herself. Imagine that. Imagine feeling bad for showing yourself love. It's unacceptable. And men and second partners They need to be held accountable. Now, I also want to bring up the conversation about how this is the case, even in many same-sex relationships. So really what we're talking about when we're saying mujer is we're talking about the feminine attributes, the feminine characteristics, which can equally be found in a man, in the more submissive of the two, is commonly correlated, right? And obviously we all know that in men and women, we're all a balance of masculine and feminine energies. So you could very well be in a man's body, identify as a male, but be more connected to your femininity. So if this suits you, if you are expected to be the more submissive of the two because you are more feminine in your energy, then please listen in, tune into this conversation, because we're talking about how to change this dynamic, how to empower ourselves so that we do not have to submit to these customs that are really unfair to us and that really stop us from growing. And not to mention that are passed down generation from generation, and it really is a cycle that needs to end. The beautiful thing about the survey that I conducted is that, like I said, every single one of us knew what was expected of us as far as from society and from our families that carry that machista mentality. But every one of us knew that there were these characteristics, these gifts, these attributes that were so embedded in us that even when society tries to erase them, even when society tries to suppress them, they are inevitable. La mujer es fuerte. So much more than we've been credited for. And we're going to talk about the most common one of these, right? For me, specifically, I found that women are, as I mentioned, some of the most strong beings. And we don't need to be hard. We don't need to show ourselves as emotionless, which is such a trend now. Let me tell you, a healthy person, that you're right, you know, as far as the common practice, you don't need to devote yourself entirely. But you also don't need to close yourself off from emotions. It is so powerful to be able to feel, to show compassion, to show empathy. You don't understand how strong that makes you. It is cowardly to shut off your emotions, to live in a moment where you're constantly shutting off and closing yourself off. You will never grow that way. So if you need to preserve your energy at a moment as an emergency tactic, go for it. We all have those moments, and it's okay to protect your energy, but do not live in that moment. Do not stay there, because every time that you do that, you're passing up an opportunity for one, not only for yourself to grow, but for humanity to grow. We need your love. We need you to show affection. We need your empathy. Otherwise, this world is so screwed. We'd be living in a really sad world, right? We all talk about the sins, you know, about, I guess, ambition. We talk about selfishness. We talk about cheating. We talk about lying. All of these things are possible because we lack empathy. We lack compassion. We act without feeling. If you feel, truly feel, not just for yourself, but for other people, I guarantee you, you'll think twice before acting out. Nobody wants to be responsible for somebody else's pain, right? Women are so capable of that. It's embedded in us to be empathetic. We're nurturers. So, like I said, not only are we strong, we are gently strong. We can be so subtle about our strength that people wouldn't even know it, right? And that's why our kindness is mistaken for weakness so often. We are sensitive, as I mentioned. Yeah, we do cry. We do break down, but we come back up. We can lose everything and we will bounce back. Unfortunately, I feel this is something that is lacked on by those who have a more masculine energy. Because in order for you to be resilient, you have to be willing to be sensitive, to break down, and then be compassionate with yourself. When you only want to be strong, you lack compassion towards yourself. So not only do you have to be forgiving of others, but you have to forgive yourself. You have to allow yourself to make mistakes. That's what it means to be a woman. And you know, we've gotten really good at this. We've been asked to forgive men generation after generation. We have practiced this from the moment we were born. And it is something that men could really, really learn from us, should learn from us. To be more forgiving towards others, but so much for themselves. When you don't forgive, especially yourself, and again, this is like anything, any negative energy, it begins to fester in you. And it reflects in all aspects of your life. You become hard, you become angry, you become bitter. You're suddenly finding no enjoyment in anything, and everything bothers you. One of the biggest things that women are capable of is self-love. Men are so afraid to love themselves. And this is even despite the fact that we're taught not to, right? Nobody reinforces, hey, mija, you need to really take care of yourself. You really need to love yourself. You really need to leave that man if he's not good for you. No, al contrario, it's, hey, you have a family with this man. You chose who you're with. Stay with him, even if it's hurtful to you. And it amazes me that women are so strong. I am in awe when I see this, when I see women who feel unappreciated and walk away from their relationship, because personally, I did not grow up seeing that. I grew up seeing the contrary. I grew up seeing, hey, this person is pushing you away. Love them harder. Do more for them. You're lacking. There's something wrong with you. Why is your marriage falling apart? And it's never their fault. It's always yours, right? I grew up seeing this over and over and over again, not just in my household, but in so many others around me. And it was like this generational trauma that just kept being passed down over and over. And I'm here to tell you that no más, hasta aquí llegó esto. We are not going to allow this chain to be passed down to our kids and their kids from generation to generation. Because right now is a moment, an era, a time where we have the opportunity for a mujer to be so much more, meaning so much more than I'm here to serve you. I'm here to serve my kids. I'm here to serve, you know, my surroundings. Yes, we're still here to do that as humans, but we're also here to serve ourselves. Because the only way that we will be able to demonstrate the world what love really means is by first becoming that beacon of love, that beacon of light. So what I'm proposing is changing the dynamic, right? A lot of these traditions are passed down by the men in our lives. Like I said, we're expected to, you know, cook and clean and do all of the things. And that's great. If you want to do it for your man, go for it. I like to take care of my partner and I like my partner to take care of me. But there should be no double standard. We should be calling people out on their machismo. And it's so important for the people that have influences on our children to be spoken to. For example, in my family, my father. And I don't mean to put you on blast, Dad, but I'm going to use him as an example, right? Because it was something that was really bothering me, that I was really hurt by. And it was, in my situation, my parents are divorced, right? And so they have a split custody of my younger sibling. And not only in my household, but every single one that I know, it's very rare when I come across a father figure who's really involved. But in my household specifically, my father contributes financially, and he sees my brother once to twice a week, right? As agreed upon. But whenever my brother, who suffers from a series of his own issues, right, needs extra attention, unfortunately, it is really hard for my dad to come around because he has a job. And that's what he tells us. I have a job. What am I supposed to do? Drop my job? Of course not, right? But here's the thing. A mother is expected to do that. My mother also works. And she cannot say no to that responsibility. And although I completely understand your commitment to work, I also understand your commitment to your family. I've tried seeing things from his perspective. And so what we did was we sat down and had a conversation because it wasn't something that I wanted to criticize him about. I was coming from a place of love and I was telling him, hey, you know, to earn your kids' respect, you have to be present when they need you the most, right? And it's really hard to do that, especially in my household where we don't have all the privileges of those with documents, right? So we appreciate our jobs very much. And I understood my father's position, but I also understood that there is no job that is more important than your kids' health. So to me, the conversation was opened up. And I just explained to him where I was coming from, not in a criticizing tone, in a concerned tone. And I said, why is it that my mother is expected to drop everything? Because if she doesn't, it makes her a bad mother. And if she didn't, you would criticize her for it. Why are you being excused? And I think for the first time, my father stayed quiet. He had no response. He couldn't answer why. All he said is, she's the mother. But I seen something in him click. And he did very openly tell me, look, I don't know if we'll ever see eye to eye. I am in my chista, and not because I'm a bad man. I love my family. And I care for you. But this is how I was raised. This is how I understand life. Men are just not as good as women. And it clicked for me as well. Men lack so much love for themselves. They see themselves as the filthiest thing. They see themselves as not being capable of more. They've become accustomed to this, and we've allowed that. So not only is it for the love of women that we do this, that we challenge this custom, that we challenge the machismo, and that we redefine what it is to be a mujer, we do it for them, for the love of the men in our families, for the love of the men in our life. It is time through us loving ourselves to teach them how to love themselves again. And like I said, this may not apply to every man. There are many men who have found a balance within themselves because that is all that we are. Women are just so much, we're so much more capable of it because we're so much in practice with it. We know what it is to have balance. We've had to juggle so many things at once that we've mastered balance. We're also so intuitive. When something is wrong, we feel it here inside of us. Men have lost this connection. So women let's start by, for one, finding out, especially with the little ones in your home, ask them, what does it mean to be a mujer? And hopefully you're getting the answers that we want, right? Not that society is telling us to be. Even though we know those are changing and they're evolving, that we're revolutionizing them, ask them and make sure that you're teaching your kids the right thing. And two, open up the conversation with those men in your life. If it is your husband, make sure that you're on the same page as him and establish these rules for yourself. Defend yourself in what you deserve. It doesn't have to be from a place of anger. It doesn't have to be from a place of resentment. You can come from a really loving place and just say, hey, I want you to have my back on this. I want our kids to grow up this way. I want this to be handed down for generations. I don't want my kids to have to go through what I've gone through. Even opening up the conversation with our grandparents and our fathers who are set in their ways, it is so crucial that they understand that we are not attacking our customs, that we're not giving up on nuestra cultura, nuestra raza, nuestras maneras de ser, nuestras tradiciones. We are bettering them for everyone because we've reached a stagnant place. If we don't change our customs, we're going to continue enabling so many other aspects of things that really hurt our women. I'm talking about rape culture, as I've mentioned before. We enable that in so many ways with this behavior, with being so passive and expecting mujeres to be so calladitas, inocentes, y reservadas. No more of that. We see something, we say it. It's time to speak up for ourselves, because every time, and I'm sure you've heard this before, a woman stands up for herself, she's standing up for every other woman. Every other woman in the room, every other woman in her house. And if you have seen your mom fall, if you have seen your sister fall, take it upon yourself, if you've witnessed it and realized that's what was going on, take it upon yourself not to do the same, not because you're better, but because you're enlightened. And maybe then they can follow your lead. I've been listening to other podcasts, right? And one of my favorites is called The Breakdown with Sean King. The reason I love it is because this man is mobilizing his people, but really everyone, right, in the nation. And he and his team introduced these things called action steps. And so with every episode, they give a list of things that you can do to help the cause. Because a lot of the times we want to create change, but we don't know where to start. So I'm taking this idea, I'm making it my own, but we are going to call our action steps, ¿Cómo no ser una mujer rajada? And for every episode, we will have a series of steps, whether it's one step, you know, to a few, to help the cause, to help our intent. So today, we are going to have three steps. One, ladies, we have to educate ourselves. If it's self-love that we need to learn and we don't know how to execute, we don't even have an idea of where to begin, I'm going to refer or make the suggestion for my favorite way to do so, which is your hobbies. I find doing things that I've always wanted to do, but never had the courage to do, never had the motivation to do, my number one strategy for learning how to love myself again, because it's like making yourself fall in love all over again. They are interesting new things about you. A huge one for me is reading. I have found concepts of ideas of what it means to be a woman in some of the books that I've read that have completely changed the way that I see life. One of those books is called Rain of Gold, Lluvia de Oro by Victor Villaseñor. And that's the strange thing, is that you rarely read things that are written by men, that really understand the concept of being a woman. But this man has a gift, and he's talking about real life things. They're memoirs of his family, the women that raised him. And it's something that includes an entire family. So it's something that you can read with your family, with your kids. There's also poetry books. I don't know how many book fanatics are listening to this, but really they're poetry books that anyone can read, that anyone can easily fall in love with and be interested in by. One of my favorite authors is Rupi Kaur. Another is R.H. Sin. Milk and Honey, I hope this reaches her in time, and I hope this reaches her in time too, are some of my favorite books. They're almost like Bibles, right? And it's funny to bring this up because I really feel like the Bible in itself is a book of poetry. So there is a lot of truth in these books that can help you find yourself when you really don't know where to begin. Another thing that you can do, or another action step that I'm going to be asking you to complete, is to open up the conversation about what it means to be a mujer to everyone around you, from small kids, your little girls, especially your young boys. Because if we can teach our boys to love themselves, then we can teach our boys to respect all human life, including the women in their life, especially the women of their life who are the bearers of new life. Speak to the men around you, the grown men, your grandparents, your mothers, your fathers. Help them redefine what it means to be a woman. Help them understand that we are coming from a place of love, that we're coming from a place not of selfishness, but for the well-being of the entire family, including ourselves. And thirdly, from your partners, and this is so important, from your partners, make sure that you're on the same page. It is one thing to talk about loving yourself and another to show it. We can be telling our girls, respect yourself, but if you're not doing it, what's that girl going to learn from you? Make sure that your actions are meeting your words. Again, come from a place of love. Understand your partner's love language. Learn how to speak to them in a manner in which they can understand and support you. This is a difficult journey. You're having to redefine what you've understood you had to be. And if you have your partner's support, the journey can be that much easier. Not to mention it's completely necessary in the upbringing of your kids. So there you have it, ladies. This is a collective understanding of what it means to be a mujer, and it's changing as we're going. Just to add in, I asked my own mother this question. And you have to know, I respect my mother above anything else, as most Latinas do. My mother is everything to me. And she answered very wisely, I found, and very humbly. She said to me, she could not answer my question because everything she thought it meant to be a woman turns out was not the right way for her, that she's been doing it wrong her whole life, and that she's just now rediscovering what it means to be a woman. And since she doesn't completely understand it yet, she could not give me a wholesome, true answer. And I respect that. It's okay to be there. We will have it. It'll come to us. We will be enlightened. We just have to work at it every day. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Again, this is Morena Tan Mala. You're listening to Mujer No Te Rajes, episode 1. If you don't already follow us, please do so. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as Mujer No Te Rajes. Subscribe, like, show all the support that you can. And as I've mentioned before, please reach out to me if you have any questions, ideas, suggestions. We'll be around. Hasta la siguiente vez.